This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Spend time with the DJV show and the DJVers. I'm Doug, one of the DJVers. Jennifer Horn is another one of the DJVers. And Victoria Keelan is the third member of the group of the DJVers. And Kara, I don't know what we do. Could we make this DJV and C? I don't know.
How you sound like a rap act.
Yes, I know.
From the 90s.
Yeah.
Before we get to the jobs report, there is something I must get off my chest. I do not understand, really. We were talking about this off the air, and I don't feel that it's a privileged conversation, as most of the things that we talk about off the air are not really privileged conversations. This whole business that actually started a couple of years ago with a video that was filmed of groups that were in a gas chamber in a Nazi death camp playing tag naked. And I'm thinking to myself, what in the world, what kind of demonic thinking? And maybe there's no thinking involved at all. So now that this has become public, whether you've seen it or you haven't seen it, it's gross. And I bring it up only because I just am trying to figure out what motivates people to do something as stupid as this.
I guess
here's this. Well, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it was supposed to be an art exhibition, which doesn't really surprise
artists
me.
Artists filming a naked game of tag.
Artists stuff like this all the time, which I have many mixed feelings about, but apparently it was supposed to show the experience of Auschwitz. And the weirdest thing to me is that it was approved by the Israeli embassy in Poland. I don't know why they ever approve something like that. But, yeah, obviously there were negative reactions to it from many Jewish advocacy groups. But it's one thing if you have, I don't know, I feel like you're trying to show the actual experience of people there. But playing naked tag, I'm pretty sure, did not go down in Auschwitz.
What's the motivation for doing something like, you say they're a bunch of art. Well, what motivates people to think something like this is art?
Couldn't answer you.
Thank you. All right. The jobs report, the focus on robots and whether or not your job is at risk. There are a lot of people who are studying this. Apparently, 7 or 8 million retail jobs are at risk in the automation world in the next 10, 12 years. We all know what's going on at the fast food restaurants, but what else is there? Or is it better for me to take another approach to this, Victoria? That is to look around. I just did a search to sort of not to counter the information that we have on the robots, but to give people some hope. What jobs can you get that are not likely to be affected by the growing focus on the automation and robotics, the cashiers and that sort of thing, low-skilled jobs, high school graduates, jobs that they can handle unless they've gotten training, they're in jeopardy. So let's turn this around and look at the 10 fastest-growing jobs where there is the most potential. All right? And I mean, if you go back to maybe 100 years ago, if you want to go back 100 years and look at the sort of jobs that were around in agriculture, artisan services, that sort of thing, today those are mostly gone because of the Industrial Revolution, automation, and the things that are available. It's more, I don't know that on the farm it's automation as much as it is having new and better equipment to do the work that people used to do. But if you are interested in healthcare and computers and construction, those jobs are on the rise. So I have the top 10 occupations with the fastest projected job growth. Would you like to know what they are?
Of course. Yes.
I don't know what they are. Yes. He'll play along with the bitches to go along with it. All right. Are you ready? We'll go from number 10. Jennifer, your job is to be the big voice announcer. From number 10 to number 1. Here we go. The occupations with the fastest projected job growth. Here's the advice you need or you need to give to somebody you love about where to go to get trained or what options there are. Go ahead.
Number 10.
Mathematicians. Now, you can say, why is that necessary? Because there is, what's that, the STEM stuff that is a part of where jobs grow, all the people that are going to have to figure out mathematically equations for how the new technology works. All right.
Number 9.
Software developers and those who apply what has been developed. That makes sense, too, doesn't it?
Makes
you're going to have
sense.
A robot do that. Yeah. Next.
Number 8.
Oh, come on.
Number 8.
Physical,
number 8.
Physical therapists. I mean,
okay,
I believe
total
that.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, it sure does. Right.
Number 7.
Short naps are great, aren't they?
Wasn't my God, why do these segments always turn into this?
Giving a dramatic
wait a minute. Hold on a second. Who asked you for a criticism?
I'm just an impartial observer of how this is going.
Really? Okay.
This is going what is great. What is now, number seven.
Number 7. A statistician. And that would go with mathematicians, right? Don't you think?
You would think
I'm
so,
I'm never
yeah.
going to have a future in this world. Here
yes,
we go.
You have a wonderful future. All right,
number
next.
6.
Let's see here. Nurse practitioners.
Okay.
Big. Fast, yeah, right.
Number 5.
Personal care aides.
What does that mean?
For the elderly
works
or...
in a nursing home and that kind of stuff, yep.
Number 4.
Physician assistants. I would say they would be in the same category as nurse practitioners, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I have a doctor...
Who is a medical school, yeah.
Yeah. Meredith and I go to see this doctor who, he's the head of the... it's a sort of concierge doctor, but he's... He has 3 people on the staff, him, a physician assistant, and a nurse practitioner, both of them in his office. And more often than not, you'll see them
that's
rather
all you
than
need
see him.
With the
yeah,
three?
For the most
yeah.
part.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Number
all right,
3.
Home health aides.
Yep, that makes sense.
Wait,
number
2. Top 2. Top 2.
Number 2.
What do you have?
Number 2.
Number 2, okay. Wind turbine service technicians.
Oh. Remember we talked about that about a month ago?
96% of the people who are being trained are getting jobs now. Never mind in the next 10 years. All right, go ahead.
And number 1.
Solar photovoltaic installers.
I'm sorry, what? Solar roof panelists.
Solar roof panelists.
Oh.
They cannot find enough technicians in this field to satisfy the need. The demand for a job in this field outstrips.
True, good.
Outstrips what there is available for people in this.
My friend of my dad's actually owns a solar roofing company and on the Jersey Shore, and he couldn't keep up with his business, and actually asked my brother to go help on the sales team, and he said it's the easiest. My brother just loathes anything to do with sales, so he said he did not take the job, but he said basically it's selling itself. It's you just show up and here you go, I'll sign you up. And it's unbelievable.
The
but
job is yours
solar
for the
wind,
asking.
Number 1 and number 2. Yep.
The jobs are in those fields are yours for the asking, which of course makes all the people at ExxonMobil pretty nervous unless they're smart enough to buy into some of this technology, which is going on. There isn't a day that goes by. I don't get a call. Yesterday, a friend of mine, who is a doctor, as a matter of fact, I went over to see him for him to feel my knee and tell me what's going on with my knee. And then we got into a discussion about solar, and he's trying to get me to do a solar project at the farm. And I said, you know, I'd consider it once we secure the, you know, the future of the farm. But a friend of mine who's a lawyer called me on Monday and said, hey, let's talk about having a solar guy come to the farm. So they're all over the place, and it is really a growth area. Buy stock in those companies. And Bitcoin, too. Oh, my God.
Bitcoin's what, 11,000 now?
Woo! Yes,
unbelievable.
Look at that stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, here are the jobs to stay away from or not to waste your time trying to get yourself prepared. the top 10 jobs with the least growth. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Number 10.
Correctional officers. The need for them will go down 34% over the next, I don't know what that means.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Number 9.
Legal secretaries. Demand for them down 37% over the next 10 years.
Number 8.
Postal service and mail carriers. Need for them down almost 40% over the next.
That makes sense.
You can see that happening.
Most people are paperless except for Doug.
Yeah.
Number 7.
So you have to get
you got that in there.
You got to get that dig in there. Get in the dig. All right. Next, tellers. Yeah, you can see that happening. Down 41%.
Number 6.
Data entry.
Number 6.
Data entry personnel. Down 43%.
Number 5.
Electrical equipment assemblers. Oh, man. Yeah, big time. Those would be robotic. 45% fewer of them over the next 10 years. Let's see here. Next.
Number 4.
Testers, sorters, samplers, and weighers on the assembly line. Yep. Down 55% over the next 10 years.
Number 3.
Executive secretaries and administrative assistants. Down 100% in the next 10 years.
That's very weird.
I find that interesting.
That's,
Yeah.
Number 2.
Assemblers, assembly line workers. Down 140% in the next 10 years. I don't know how you get below 100%, but anyway. Number 1. Secretaries and administrative assistants, except legal, medical, and executive working with the boss. But secretaries is
That's interesting. I wonder if the reason for that is other roles are getting combined into being someone's assistant while you also manage your own stuff, too. I wonder if that's the reason for it. So an executive wouldn't just have an admin or an executive assistant, depending on how high up they are. They may have someone who plays like a dual role.
Yeah.
That would make sense. That's the only thing I can think of, because I'm just thinking of, because I came from Sirius XM, which is, besides a radio, satellite radio, it's a large corporation. So there is that hierarchy of assistants and VPs and, you know, all that stuff. It's that typical corporate structure.
So, but the robots are coming. The robots are coming. Beware. And so with that focus on technology, let's talk about the benefits of Vivint smart home technology. This time of year, the only thing I really probably have to underscore or talk to you about is the number of people coming to your front door delivering packages. You can see and speak to front door visitors on your smartphone with Vivint Systems. Vivint smart home technology puts a camera in the doorbell. So when somebody rings the doorbell, the camera shows you who's there. And if you want to let them in to put a package in the house, you do that. You watch the person put the package in the house and close the door after him or her. That's how good this is. You can remotely lock and unlock doors for visitors, house guests. That's what I like best about this thing. And there are a dozen things to like about it, but this is what I like the best. Vivint smart home technology, it's arrived, and you can upgrade it very easy. Vivint professional installers take care of everything. No activation fee at all. Call 855-718-6167 to get in touch with a professional installer. 855-718-6167. Again, 855-718-6167 to have the home of the future now.
Now, yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Now 24 after music time in this hour, with a focus first on Kelly Clarkson, who has had a sweet moment with Wonder Woman. Christmas coming a little bit early for, actually, her daughter, River Rose, another one of these people with a strange name for one's offspring.
She's a really cute kid.
River Rose is, yeah.
Yeah.
Kelly posted a photo with her three-year-old on Instagram, thanking actress Gal Gadot for sending her some very special Wonder Woman gifts. She writes, "Thank you so much, Gal Gadot, for the awesome presents for River Rose." Kelly captioned the snap, "She loves them. You made a girl very happy." One of the gifts included was an autographed photo, which Gal signed, "Dearest River Rose, I wish you all the best. Your mom is a true Wonder Woman." So what is the relationship of they? What brings this relationship about, Percy?
I don't know. I don't know how they know each other.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I guess they're just, Kelly and Gal Gadot are just...
Is it Gadot? I've always
asked Gadot.
Gadot, but it is
Gadot.
Yeah,
I know.
It
yeah.
should be Gadot. It sounds so much better.
If it was French, yeah.
Well, but it's Israeli, so they
right.
pronounce the T. Yeah, okay.
I guess they're just, I don't know if they've met in person, but they are obviously mutual fans of each other, so...
Yeah.
But Gal Gadot is really, first of all, she killed it as Wonder Woman, but she's really riding an amazing wave right now, especially threatening to pull out of the next Wonder Woman if Brett Ratner is associated with
right,
it.
Because
women are really, yep.
Stuff. Yeah.
Women
yeah,
are very
I think it's
happy
great.
With her.
She's really embodying the Wonder Woman thing.
Yep.
And that'll do nothing but help sell tickets, believe me.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Nothing but help sell tickets.
Who's a bigger name, Brett Ratner or Gal Gadot?
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
think we know the answer.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's move on to Rick Springfield now, who's branching out in his musical career.
I keep trying to replace you. Still burning for you in bed.
Keep branching.
Doesn't sound like Rick Springfield that I know. He's releasing the
Got
Snake
Dark.
Yeah. It's the first blues-oriented album in January. He said, "All my first bands that I played in as a kid in Australia were blues bands, trying desperately to copy as best we could the amazing music we're hearing coming out of the Chicago blues scene and the older stuff from the Deep South. He said, quote, "My guitar playing was always influenced by the same guys who influenced all the English players, Keith Richards, Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, and so forth. Everybody was playing their version of what they heard from the Southern blues and the Chicago scene." If that's the case with Eric Clapton, maybe.
He certainly cites a lot of the Chicago blues.
Yeah, I would
blues,
have thought Jimmy
sure.
Page more than the other two, but I don't know that. I'm just surmising that. Anyway, Springfield has 17 top 40 hits on the Billboard charts. He's incorporated a handful of his original blues tunes on the road last couple of years in his stripped down tour. Led to this full collection. Yeah, this is what I know him for.
I didn't know he had 16 other songs.
Yeah. I didn't either. I was trying to think of any of them, and I was like, nope, Jesse's girl.
Yeah. The one.
Yeah. But this is no blues song, that's for sure. But he says
the manager found my wallet one.
Really?
Yep, my wallet fell out of my purse in Burbank on the street, and I got a call, and it was Rick Springfield's manager that collected and called me to tell me.
That's really nice. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, he gave me a mug when I went to go pick it up.
Isn't that sweet?
It's true, I still have it.
I hope it's autographed. Limited edition vinyl version of The Snake King available through Frontier Records Web.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Now 34 after the hour, the familiar voices of the DJV show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and yours truly, Doug Steffen. We have been talking about jobs and things that happen in the workplace, and I might want to continue. I was thinking, actually, ladies, about how one makes life work for themselves. How do you make your life work? And is it around work that your life is focused? It's sort of a double-edged sword. The amount of jobs, what we were doing a few minutes ago, was talking about jobs that would be around 10 years from now and jobs that wouldn't be around 10 years from now. And my doing that wasn't aimed at getting you to be upset or to cause you more stress. It was to get you to think about how to deal with the future. A lot of people are not very good at planning for the future, but if you have a family, especially young children, it seems to me that it ought to be a priority for you to deal with what that child is going to do with his or her life, in a manner of speaking, and not to do what I think a lot of parents do. They stress their children out by having them do all kinds of things and keep them busy and expect certain things out of them. There are a lot of family-friendly ways to get the ideas into the head of your children. And so I'm not, again, trying to create stress. I know how difficult it is. When I look at Jennifer and her life, and Victoria and her life, and Kara, I don't know as much about Kara's life, I suppose. Well, we share all these things on the air. But there are lots of varying responsibilities in most people's lives. And a lot of them have to do with work obligations. A lot of them have to do with caring for children, something I hope that Jennifer and Victoria and Kara will enjoy, because it has been the best part, I would tell you, in many ways, the best part of my life, even though I will admit to not being the best caregiver for my children. But they would tell you, if you asked them, they knew one thing. What was that?
That's the ding. They knew one thing.
That was your revelation.
They knew one thing, and that was that they were loved by their mother and father. They knew it then as children growing up, and they know it now.
It's amazing how as adults that matters so much more.
As a
teenager, I mean, not even so much as a little kid, but as a teenager, there's animosity that builds between, I think, any teenager and their parents going, oh, they should have done this or they should have done that, because you're very self-focused at that point. And how do I feel, and what did they do wrong to make me feel bad? But I think as an adult, when you realize that your parents are just people like you are, you realize you have two parents who really did try to do the right thing and they showed you love, that means so much, I think, to adult children.
Yeah, and you can tell by listening to me, in reality, how much I enjoy Megan and Brendan's company.
Yeah, I think Brendan's your best friend, and I would think that you and Megan have such a special relationship that
I wouldn't say she's not your best friend. No.
Right, of course.
Well, I think my best friend in many ways is Meredith, but in terms of sharing things about life and experiences that Brendan goes through, he feels completely comfortable. You've noted that correctly, Jennifer. He feels completely comfortable being 100% honest with me about what's in his life, and I share that with him. I give him every reason to trust me, to know that it is his future that I'm concerned about, his day-to-day life that I'm interested in. We had a conversation in a coffee shop a couple of months ago that went on for 2.5 hours, and it was about some stupid stuff that he pulled as a kid that he didn't know that I knew. And it was the fact that I knew it and I never took him to task for it was something that amazed him, but also the fact that we handled it as adults. Because there were times, I was 23 years old when I had children. I didn't know anything
about anything. You were a kid, too.
Anything. I was a kid. And so that's why I've really sort of gotten them to think, not in a forceful way, but I was very direct about how to be responsible when it comes to having a family, to deciding who you're going to settle down with. And it's just to avoid what I consider to have been a heartache. Things that I was blamed for, I didn't have a clue. So it was inappropriate blame, but it wasn't inappropriate responsibility, if you understand the difference between the two. So the ideas that we come forth with here, helping your children find a way to alleviate stress in their lives, not create it. I think some parents are so anxious, the major issues that they face, they don't feel adequate, they don't feel they're making enough money, they don't feel this, they don't feel that. And a lot of it is based on social media. A lot of the culprit here is the way that people connect or think they have to connect. Because was it the other day I said, on average, according to stats, we check our phones 80 times a day because they're right there at our fingertips. And you live that impulse. You respond to the texts because you get them, the emails or whatever it is. I don't do that. I leave my iPhone in the car or the truck, whatever I'm in, or I put it aside. Do I look at it through the day? Yeah. But it isn't something that stops me from doing what I'm doing or changes what I'm doing. And I think that's one of the things that creates stress. People that are in a job, they feel like they have to respond. I sent an email to somebody who was a lawyer last night, and I sent it to his email account at his law firm. And at 10:30, he responded to me. And I wouldn't have expected him to do that, but now I think about it, knowing his character, yeah, he's probably on all the time. He loves his kids, can't stand being with his wife, and loves his job. That's the guy. And he's got a lovely wife. But it's just, you know.
That makes me sad when I hear people say things like that.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, the point that I'm trying to make here is a way to be successful, and I'm one who's learned the hard way, but I try to extend these experiences to all of you, most especially people that I love like Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara, because I hope that they will bring you around to understanding there is a very important skill that comes from growing up. It's called enthusiasm. Enthusiasm for who you are, for your skills, things that you may learn about yourself, the experiences you go through that teach you how to do things better, or they will teach you the ability to, or they'll give you the impetus to push yourself to do something that you're not doing. And the reason I tie that together in a ball here with the discussion of jobs is because in the next 10 years, I don't believe we're going to recognize. I look at my life since I was in my 20s when my children were born to now, and I don't believe the changes. I think changes are coming so fast in the next, never mind 50 years or 40 years since my children were young, in 10 years when Miles is a teenager, won't recognize the reality of the world, because I think that's how much things are changing. And you either get a hold of it, get a hold of yourself, and don't let it control you, the things that are changing, unless you like the things that are changing. If you have sufficient skills and training and experience to be good at home, to be good at work, to be good as a friend, however it is, whatever it is, those things are going to be, I think you're going to need more of those. I guess that's the bottom line. If this all makes any sense, I kind of got off on a tangent because I was thinking how fixated we are on all these sexual harassment things and what, how it's getting in the way of what's really going on. And I've said this a number of times about Donald Trump. I think for as kind of crazy as he is, there is a method to his madness. The distractions over here keep you from seeing what's really going on over there. And I think that that's true with our lives. We get so distracted by this stuff, the sexual. Is it important? Yeah. But should it take over our lives? I'm looking at four different websites, and all you see is sexual harassment, Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, Matt Lauer, and on and on and on and on and on. The list goes. Not that this isn't important for us to take care of, and wow, how this is changing the reality of how men are going to live in our society. And there's nothing about that that's anything but appropriate, because there are lots of men who have been inappropriate, isn't even the right word for it. So it's good, but look at how fast it came to us. Look at how quickly it overwhelmed the public discourse and discussion. And I use that as an example of what I think is going to happen pretty much at every level, whether it's this sort of thing, and I don't even know what category you put this in, gossip, things people talk, what's the category? Do we have a category for this kind of stuff? It doesn't affect our lives, but yet it becomes interesting and important to talk about. I don't know how to categorize it.
I mean, I think it's pop culture now.
I suppose.
I think it does affect all of us.
Yeah.
Because this is not just happening in Hollywood, and it's not just happening in politics. This has been happening in corporate America for a long time. If you have a job, there is no doubt in my mind that you have dealt with something like this, or whether your company dealt with it or not, there's something like this going on around you. Small businesses, large businesses. It's just, we're now not afraid to talk about it
anymore. Yeah, I think it also makes people kind of go back and inspect their experiences in the past, and it affects how people interact with each other on a daily basis. And I think for a lot of women, it makes them a little suspicious of things in their daily life.
Can we look at it this way? Can we think about one living his or her life as a self-portrait? And in this case, at work, you leave behind for all to see who you are by how you are. Does that make sense? It's not how you perform at your job. For all practical purposes, Harvey Weinstein was great at his job. Kevin Spacey was great at his job. Matt Lauer, great at his job.
Right.
But that's not how they are judged at the moment. His autograph, his stamp, or all of them, is going to not be based on what they did that was good in the workplace or what they did to make money. It is going to be determined, or it's going to, their legacy is how they lived their life.
Well, that's a lesson for all of us to learn.
It sure is. Man,
is it
ever. That's
a pretty big lesson. You can work as hard as you want. You can run a charity. You can do good works. But if you're really at the core of who you are, at the core of who all these men are, it's they're not good people.
It's all men, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are some women, I think, that have been called to task on this, but really, it's 99%.
Yeah, they haven't been busted or outed like men have been.
Right.
For sure.
This totally shows the complication of life, too. I always look at somebody like Jeffrey Dahmer or Richard Ramirez. Even though these are the most horrific people, they have a mother probably that loved them somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with Matt Lauer. Watching Savannah Guthrie try to get through her statement announcing that he had been fired, I thought was one of the most really poignant moments in news history, because she was showing you her emotions that this was her friend and she was disappointed, yet she had to make an announcement about some of the horrible stuff that he had done.
Yeah.
And it was a very honest moment for sure. I thought she did a really nice job with it.
Yeah, she did.
Too. Yep. Yeah.
But it's not easy. There's no black and white. You're not all good and you're not all bad, and it really does exploit the gray area of life.
Yeah. Okay. So I think it all becomes simple, but yet it's somewhat complicated. And what got my mind going, I think you're all used to how my mind works. I was thinking about the jobs and how people are identified. They're not necessarily always identified as good parents, good siblings, good friends. It's what do you do for, think about conversations you have with people when you start to get to know them. What do you do for work? What do you do? What's your job? And so as much as that's important, it isn't the most important thing. Who are your friends? Who do you love? How do you love them? How do you help them? Those are the keystones, I think, anyway. All right. So as the minister said, here endeth the morning lesson. Time for us. Here's another lesson. Learn from the mistakes of others when it comes to pillows. You buy those cheap, crappy things that you find at the various bed stores, and you take them home, and you try to get comfortable with them, and you don't like them. And you think, why did I spend that money when I could have, for a couple of bucks more, gotten a really good product, i.e. the pillow from MyPillow? And, you know, when you really get down to brass tacks, it may be a little bit more expensive to buy one, but when you look at all the promotional things that they have, you can always find a deal at MyPillow.com. And the deal of the moment is to buy one pillow, their premium pillow, at the regular price, and then get another one free. And you can multiply that out times any number. You got four children in your family, they all need new pillows? Great. You have cousins that need new pillows. You have friends. I don't know. Whatever is in your circle, if you're looking for something unique, I think this is a great conversation piece. It really is. And this guy has become, Mike Lindell, has become kind of a household name. And here's a great American story this guy has to tell, because he didn't like the pillow he slept on, so he developed this on his own and has become fabulously successful. Get MyPillows at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the special price deal. Buy one, get another one free. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
800-831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Doctor time. I remind everybody every time we have Dr. Ken Kronhaus or Dr. Jack Stockwell of our fabulous podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. If you want to hear all the pithy comments, the extraordinary research that Ken does, because that's what he's known for, then you'll want to catch up every week. And these are all accrual-based podcasts, so you can, you know, there's no timely, there's not, it doesn't, the information doesn't go away just because it was last week or last month. It has pertinence no matter when you listen. So you can find yourself, if you have a particular issue, the summary of all the Good Day Health Show tips and information is at the podcast ready. So you just click on to wherever, if you have a question about something, you look through it, scroll through it, and there may be a question answered there that you are, that you're really concerned about. For example, there will be information about angry people and what happens to them on the next podcast with Ken, and we'll talk about that right after this.
Hi, I'm tech expert Jessica Naziri with some great ideas for the holidays. During the holidays, a lot of us are traveling or not at home, and security can be an issue. The Cloud Cam by Amazon is an intelligent indoor security camera that works with Alexa. Literally say, Alexa, show me my front door, and you can see what's happening on the app or on the desktop. It's 1080p Full HD, has night vision, two-way audio, 24/7 live stream, detects motion all for $119.99, and if you buy two, it's less than $100 each. Switching gears, if you really want to make holiday shopping easy, one way to do that is through digital payments. You're going to love MasterPass by MasterCard to help make checking off your holiday gift list simple, smart, and secure. Your phone is your wallet. It's easy to use and so convenient. What I also love is that when you pay, a unique number is shared with the retailer instead of the actual card details, ensuring your information is protected. For more information, be sure to check out TechSesh.co and let me know what you're doing this holiday season.
Four score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
All right, 56 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the study on angry people and what happens to them. There's a certain obviousness to this, Ken, and maybe there are some other parts to it that are not so obvious.
Exactly. Angry men, age 20 to 40, Doug, amazingly, are 1.5 more times likely to be dead 35 years later than those who are calmer. The frequent release of adrenaline during periods of stress damages the DNA, which could lead to life-threatening illnesses such as multiple sclerosis.
Wow. So we know the blood pressure goes up. You're a cardiologist, so you pay attention to it from that angle. But anger in and of itself, is there a prescription for people who are angry all the time or who let it get the best of them? Is there a way of, we talk about meditation and things like that, which are de-stressors. It is really just about stress, right?
Whatever works for you. You know, I go to the gym, I watch Major League Baseball, but it causes anger causes headaches, it can trigger lung disease, it makes you anxious and depressed, you'll get sick more often, you'll risk, the risk of heart disease increases, it's hard to digest, and it makes you wrinkly, and if you bottle up your feelings, it can also lead to high blood pressure.
All right. But you know what the problem with all of that is? That you like the Yankees, and that has to be stressful because they suck.
Not to me.
Oh, my God. All right. Next, in the cardiology corner here, early baldness. Now, this is a very interesting color. I wonder sometimes how these people correlate or come up with the A plus B equals C. You know what I mean?
Well, male, this comes out of the Cardiological Society of India, their annual conference, that male pattern baldness and premature graying, Doug, are more of a risk factor for heart disease than obesity in men under 40.
Why?
More men who have coronary artery disease are prematurely bald or gray than men with full head of hair.
But why would that be?
Well, it's a good question. It's just an observation. It's, there's something about the genetics.
But think about it for a second. Early baldness is a problem more than being overweight and being obese.
Correct.
So do the two go hand in hand? You got no chance if you're fat and you're bald.
Well, that's
right?
Even worse.
Think about it that way. Okay, you guys who are fat and bald, you might as well call it quits right now. Or do something.
Baldness.
I don't know if you can do anything about your baldness, but you can do something about being fat. All right, words from the wise. Dr. Ken.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.